Welcome, one and all, once again, to Inspiration Sounds, and to more stories from the heart of the world. I'm Budsamudra Knox, and this is episode 34. This week we have stories from the life of the Mughal Emperor Akbar, who ruled the Mughal Empire from 1556 to 1605. Sri Chinmoy writes, "The greatest Mughal Emperor was Akbar. It was he who wanted both the Hindus and Muslims to be united. He was generous to the extreme and just to the extreme. Among the Mughal emperors, he was the true ideal. In the beginning of his reign, Akbar had to fight to maintain control of the Mughal Empire, but after a few years, when he became very powerful, people loved and admired him so much that he did not have to fight anymore." And I feel that his most lasting contributions were to the arts and to Indian religion. He initiated a large collection of literature, incorporated art from around the world into the Mughal collections themselves. He preserved Hindu temples, and he began a series of religious debates between Muslim scholars, Sikhs, Hindus, atheists, and Jesuits from the Vatican. Well, I hope you enjoy today's stories on the life of the Mughal Emperor Akbar. I'll speak to you afterwards. I'm Budsamudra. The Old Lady and the Dagger, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. Like his grandfather Baba, Akbar liked to wander incognito in the streets. He did this in order to be alone. At his court, people were always around him, and he never had his freedom. But when he wandered outside, among his subjects, he was all alone. One day while he was walking, he saw an old lady holding a dagger. He approached her and asked, "What are you doing with a dagger? Let me see what it looks like and how sharp it is." The old lady handed Akbar the dagger, and he held it for a few seconds. "What a shame," the old lady said. "Had you been the emperor, then this metal dagger would have been transformed into a golden dagger. Now it is ordinary metal, but I had a dream that if ever the emperor himself touches it, then definitely it will be transformed into gold. I have been waiting and waiting for the emperor to appear. I know that from time to time he likes to walk outside the palace. I am praying to Allah that he will come this way. For years I have been here, waiting in the street for Akbar. I am so sad that still I have not been blessed with his presence." The following day, Akbar summoned the old lady to the court. Now he was wearing his robes and his crown. He said, "Here is Akbar. He does not have the capacity to transform a metal dagger into a golden one, but he does have the capacity to change your life for good. How much money do you want?" The old lady was overwhelmed. She could not believe her eyes. She could not believe her ears. She mustered her courage and told the emperor that she wanted a particular amount of money. But Akbar gave her much, much more, saying, "I do not have the capacity to turn metal into gold, but I do have another capacity." So the old lady became extremely rich because of Akbar the Great. Akbar prays for a son, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. Akbar was so sad that he had not been blessed with a son and an heir. He began to despair for the future of the Mughal Empire. He knew that a Sufi saint named Sheikh Salim Krishti lived in some rocks near the village of Sikri, a distance of some 20 miles from Agra. Akbar decided to go to this saint and ask him for a boon. On the chosen day, Akbar dressed very simply and walked with bare feet all the way to Sikri. He approached the saint and said, "O saint, please grant me a boon. I have brought peace to this vast empire, but I lack one thing. I am childless. Allah has not blessed me with a son. I have made many pilgrimages to holy shrines. I have prayed most sincerely, but alas, my prayers have been denied. You are an ascetic, a saint. I am sure that if you pray to Allah on my behalf, He will definitely listen to you." The saint replied,
"O Emperor, be patient. Allah will definitely grant you your heart's desire. Not one, but three sons will soon be born to you."
Akbar returned to the palace with great joy, and in a short time he came to learn that his Hindu wife, the daughter of the Raja of Ambar, was with child. Akbar sent her to stay with the saint until the child was born. In August 1569, a boy was born, and Akbar gave him the name Salim after the saint. The following year, his son Murad was born, and later his son Danial. In gratitude to the saint who made the happy prophecy, Akbar decided to leave Agra and move his court to Fatehpur Sikri, meaning the city of victory. In 1571, he undertook the construction of a new capital, which was a synthesis of Muslim and Hindu styles of architecture. Akbar personally supervised the throngs of buildings, stone carvers, workmen. At times, he even quarried the red sandstone himself. The barren land was transformed by palaces, pavilions, gardens, and ornamental pools of water. Upon the great portal of the mosque, Akbar had an immortal utterance of the Christ inscribed. "So said Jesus, upon whom be peace. The world is a bridge, pass over it, but build no house upon it." Akbar lived at Fatehpur Sikri until 1585, when lack of water forced him to abandon it for the more strategic location of Lahore. Who Carries the Worst Luck? Written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsa Mudra Knox. One day, early in the morning, Akbar met with one of his subjects. Later that day, something unfortunate happened. While the emperor was having breakfast, he ate a strand of hair that was in his food. He said that just because he had seen that particular man, this had happened, and he wanted the man to be punished. Some others at the emperor's court agreed that this man carried very bad luck. Akbar said, "Then he should be hanged." The poor man was supposed to be hanged on the following day. He knew that the emperor's court minister, Birbal, was aware of his plight, so he went to the minister and begged for help. But the minister said, "The emperor wants to have you killed. How can I dare to save you? Impossible."
"No, you must save me. You must save me,"
begged the man.
"How?" said the court minister. "I cannot prevent the emperor's order from being executed."
Then suddenly the minister leaned over and whispered something into the man's ear. The following day, the time came for the man to be hanged. Akbar said to him, "Are you ready?" The man replied,
"O Akbar, greatest of Mughal emperors, you were saying that because you saw me, your fate became most deplorable. Now, can I not also say that because I saw you, my fate has become most deplorable? Had I not seen you, I would not be facing my death at this moment. I may have caused you some bad luck, true, but in my life, you have caused me worse luck. You will stay here on earth, but I have to die. So I ask you, who carries the worst luck?"
the emperor said. I have lost the case. And the man was set free. That's all we have time for today on Inspiration Sounds. You've been listening to episode 34, and I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to join me next week, and we'll have some more stories from the heart of the world. But until then, I wish you a good week. I'm Butsamudra. Goodbye.